Yochel on top of Kuf Yud Ches. Yochel, I would have thought to say Hanogeya Kineged Bosom Yachurov Lo Yehei Tamei. And let's say you have a Kezayis Nevela, you have a Kezayis of the Bosom, and skin is attached to it. Now you touch the skin, not the meat. You touch the outer side. You touch just the skin. So Yochel, I would have thought to say maybe you don't become Tamei. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says no. Yitma says a portion of Yitma Mashma, you do become Tamei. So as long as there's a Kezayis of Bosom there, then you become Tamei, even though you only touch the Shema. Someone says, my Koma, and what does the Pasuk mean? The Rashi said before, my Koma means, Reshi Ketoni, V'loibor, Al-Malav Nevela Mikri, Opochus Megezayis Lav Shiru, V'odatoni de Metama, later says now, the skin is Metama you. So my Rabbi says like this, V'yamalan, some say Kedi, Stamin name, is that really in the Braisa, Pshat is, Chasuri Mechsa, something is missing. V'ochi Ketoni, this is what we should learn in the Braisa. V'darashim B'nevela Saw, V'loibor, that you have to touch the gezayis of an nevela to become tamei, and not the skin. Meaning to say, v'loi bor sheina lov kezayis bosor v'or mashlimu l'kezayis. That if you don't have a kezayis bosor, just the skin makes up the kezayis, then there's no tumas nevela. And that's the first drasha. Only if you touch the nevela, kezayis bosor, not the skin. If so, yochel, I would have thought to say, yochel shani moitzi af or sheisha lov kezayis bosor. So maybe even skin that has the kezayis boser on it, maybe also hanageh keneged bosom yachurov. If you only touch the part of the skin, like you don't touch the meat, you only touch the outer part, just the skin. Yochel, I would have thought to say lo yehei tamei. Maybe you do not become tamei because you're not touching the boser. You're only touching the skin on the other side, and therefore I would have thought to say maybe v'afilu ma'isi yad nami lo yovid. Maybe the shema, the skin, is not even like a handle to the meat. Meaning to say, a handle at least, a yad would mean, if you touch the skin, so since the skin is attached to the meat, and the meat has a kezayis bosom, so it's a handle, will make you tamei, maybe no, maybe the shema is not even a yad. On this Talmud Lema, we come and learn, no, the pasuk says yitmo. An extra pasuk of yitmo, mashmel, koponim, it has a locha like a yad. And therefore, if you touch the skin, since the skin is attached to a kezayis of bosor, it has a loch like a yad, and therefore you become tamei. So again, if someone starved to the shear, to a kolpon, it has a loch like a yad, that it would make you tamei. Yeah. So that's a tudin, and by nevela, there's such a thing as a yad, but not a shomer, it doesn't become a starved to the shear. Now we'll soon see. Mura says, tenan hosam. Learned over there, Mishnah Uksin, it says like this. Kol shehu yad, for loy shomer, anything that's called only a yad, but it's not called a shomer, Rashi says, kol shu yad like etzem. You have a bone, shein boi moyach, it doesn't have any marrow inside it, uvaroisha ye'echad bos, on the other side of the bone, there's some meat. So this bone is not called a shomer, it doesn't really watch the meat, but a kol poram is called the yad, like it's attached, like the bone is attached to the meat. So now, kol shu, anything that's called a yad, for loy shem, it's not a shomer, so locher is tamei or metamei, like if you touch the bone, you become tamei. Or metamei means if some sherets would touch the bone, it would also bring tamei into the yechel. Like it's called an attachment, as if you're touching the yechel itself. The yad is like an extension of the bosor. But for yenim itstarif, in a case where the bosor itself is left in a kezayis, and you want the bone, you want the yad to make up the shear, that no, that it can't do. But shomer, let's say you have something that's a watcher, a shomer, that's let's say the skin around the meat, that's a shomer that protects it. So loch of a shomer is a shomer v'yafo pi shein yad, even though it's not called the yad. Rashi says it means to go in or shekineged kzayis bosor, the skin on the other side of the meat. So there it's not called the yad, it's not a handle to touch the meat, but our koponim, it's a shomer protects it. So a shomer is a locher is tomei yumetami yumetstarif. Yes, that a shomer does all three. It's tomei, means if you touch the skin, you become tomei. Or metama means if a sheret touches the skin, it makes the bosa tomei. Or metstarif, it makes the shear into a kezayis or into a kebetza lekabel tuma. Rashi says tomei means imhoya tor mekabel tuma machnis liyechel. So Tamar says Faker, Tamar means that if tummy means this, that the skin becomes tummy, so it brings the tumma into the yoichel. Umetam is the opposite. Hema yoichel tummy. If the food was tummy, vinoga shomroi, and you touch the skin, so moitzi shomroi sa tumma mizelazer, the shomroi takes the tumma out, that's called the metame. It's metame something else. Yeah, so that's the loch of us, a shomroi has more dinim than a yad. What's going to be if something is lo yad v'lo shomer? It's not a yad, it's not a shomer. Rashi says, could go in sar. Let's say here. Say here on the behemoth. So the here, so then lo tome v'lo metame. It doesn't do anything. Like if the bosser is tome, and you touch the skin, you don't become tome. And if the bosser is tor, and the tome touches the here, it does not bring tome into the behemoth. Yeah. See, these are the dinim. That's the chil between a yad or shomer, and something that's neither. Now the Gemara says, the Yodos, that you said it's Tomei or Metamei, Heichik Sivi. Where do we have a posik to say this parasha of Yodos? So Gemara says, the posik says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera, you put water on a zera, V'nofal minivei losam, olof, and the water on the vofen, and the nevela then falls on the food. That's the way food becomes Tomei. The first it needs a hechsher, water has to go upon the food, and then the nevela falls upon the food. It's tummy hu lechem. Sidarshim lechem means lechol tzorcheichem. What does that mean? L'rabbe says a yodis. That there's such a pasuk of yodis. Rashi says, l'chol davish l'tzorich lechem b'yechol azeh. Hakol tummy. Harelechol sha'yad mevi tumma l'oichol. That the yad brings tumma to the food. The yad gabi havoy is tumma. So it's talking about bringing the food, bringing the tumma. Means that a person that's tummy, if he touches the yad, he touches the bone, so that brings the tumor onto the basal. Yeah, that's one posik. Then the posik says, V'chiyomus min ha-behema ha-shilachem, also behema dies, that's for you. So again, V'darshin lechem l'chol tzorchechem, l'rabbi says ha-yodis, again another drosha. The rabbi says ha-yodis. Rashi says ha-reyad l'hoitzi, this posik is talking about l'hoitzi, taking out tumor. So a nevela, here's talking about a nevela. Lav Bastach knows you don't need tumma to go into it, then the veil is tummy ready. So we're talking about if you have a bone that has a kazayis meat attached to it, and it's in the veil, so now if you touch the bone, you become tummy. That's the second posik of the chiyomis min abheim, ashilachem, lochem, lochotzachechem, l'rabbe says a yodis. So it comes out, we have two psukim now, yad lahachnis alohaitzi. We have a posik that if the tummy touches the yad, it brings the tumma into the food, and alohaitzi. If the food is in the vela, the kazayis basa is in the vela, and you touch the bone now, you become tummy. Now, shomer, how do we know something that's a shomer, a watcher, means like the skin, lahachnus lohitzi? So more says on that, let's talk about the posik. Kal v'choym, al v'kal v'choym miyad. Or see, al v'kal v'choym, al the shomer should at least be as good as the handle. O ma yad, ma duch, the hand. Sheinoi magina, it doesn't protect it, like the bone does not protect the meat. Still, machnes the sumoitzi, it brings in tumma, takes out tumma from the basa. If so, shomer lekoshchem, or shomer the skin of the meat that even protects the meat. For sure, the skin should bring in tumma, take out tumma. Now, if so, shomer the kosh mechamar lomali. We had a posik before. Kol zera zerua. So we dash in the shomer. What do we need the posik of shomer altogether for? Shemamin, it's a proof. Litzarif comes teacher. That's mitzarif for this year. If you have the food itself is left in a kibetzah, and you need the shomer, you need the sheaf, the peel, to make up the shear, so it's mistarf lekabotum. That's how we know the dinim of the Mishnah Nuxim. Now the Gemara says, V'yema, why don't I say the opposite way? V'yema, let's say, yad lahachnis, v'lo lohoitzi. Maybe a hand could only bring in tumma. That means if you touch, a tumatic person touches the bone, so he brings tumma into the meat, but maybe v'lo lohoitzi. Maybe that if the basar, the meat, is tamei, it's a nevela, and you just touch the meat, the bone, maybe you don't become tamei. Maybe v'lo lohoitzi. And therefore, shomer lahachnas lohoitzi. Maybe I need the extra posik by a shomer to say, yes, it could even be moitzi tumma. If so, avayad lohoitzi, then maybe a yad cannot bring out the tumma. The shomer litzarif loy, and what then a shomer, maybe it's not mitzarif lishir. You need the extra posik to say it could be moitzi tumma. But not that it can start to a shear. Samura says no. Yad lahachnis, v'loy lohoitzi le'motzis amr. That you can't say that a yad only helps to bring in tumah, but it can't take out the tumah. Why? The svara is like this: Hashde yulemaylo, like for sure, if the yad could bring in tumah. Again, you have this bone that has a piece of meat on one side. If you say somebody tumah touches the bone, it brings the tumah into the meat. If so, afuki mi boy, for sure, then it'll take out the tumah. That's a svara. So you can't say tumah only goes in; it doesn't go out. Someone says, okay, but v'yema maybe say like this. Yad lohoitzi, maybe the one postek b'yad is not talking about lohoitzi, that if the kezayis nevela is attached to the meat and you touch the bone, maybe you become tummy, that's all. But v'lo elahachna senech nami, maybe you can't bring in tumah that way. If the tummy that the person touches the bone, maybe it doesn't bring in tumah into the meat. And if so, shomer then, that has another postek, would be both ways. Lohoitzi lahachna is true, a shomer would take out and bring in tumah. But maybe a yad to bring in, maybe not. How do we know this? Sumar says yes, yad ksera ksiva. There's another pasuk by yad, it says yad ksera, yad ksera ksiva. She says, v'akochach tarti loitzi, so you don't need two psukim loitzi, take a tumah. So therefore, for sure, one pasuk is saying that it comes in, so therefore, yad we know goes in and goes out. And therefore, the one posik by a shomer is even tsarif. Yes, that's the most terrible here. Yad yiserik. If it says, Tana vikira yutak, you should break a tana that became tome. Yeah, you should break it. If it's a kli cheris, you can't be metarit, you have to break it. And it says, Lochem, against Ridashin, Lachol, Shebas Lachechem, Larabis es hayodis, to be marba the yodis. Therefore, it's an extra word, yad here. Therefore, we say it's even loitzil hachnis, and that's how we know the din. Now the Gemara says, let's see, hay minayim yusuf. Which one of these is extra? Rashi says, the kulakula loitzi tzrichi. Maybe all the psukim by yad, you need to say that it could take out tumah. But maybe we don't have even one extra pasuk to say that you could bring in tumah. Which one is extra? Must say this, lichta rachmona bezroim. Let's just say the pasuk of our kol zera zeru, just like a pasuk by zeroyim. The leitzi hanech minayim, we learn everything from zeroyim. Samar says, no, malas zeroyim, she came to Moslem Ruba. Zeroyim have a lot of tumah. Rashi says, she mekablam tumah, mi vlad ha tumah. Like an eichel could become the sheni l'tumah also. Means a rishon l'tumah could be metam eichel. Mashenken by a tana, which is a kli, it's only mekabal from an ava tumah. The same thing, chen min avela, meruba, tumas eichlin. And also, like Al-Mishti said, there's more Tumas Eichlin than you have by Tumas Nevela. So Buddha just said the first Pasuk. Of Zera, I would not know a Yad applies to other Tumas. Maybe it only applies by Neichel, that has a lot of Tumas to it. Yeah. So Moshe says, okay, Licht Rechmona Batan, let's just have the Pasuk of Tanner. For Leis Yanech Minah, I'll learn out Zeroyim food from the Tanner. So Moshe says, no, Mal Latanish came Matama Miaviro. We're talking about now a Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres is Matama Miavir. Means if you have a sheretz going into the tanner, and then food is in there, even though they're not touching one another, the food becomes tamei. So again, you see a tanner has special chumris over other tumas. So maybe that's why there's a parasha of yad. But by food, I would not know there's a parasha of yad. So you need both sukkim. So Rashi still says no. Lichter rachmona ben nevela. The pasuk just say by nevela. The leis yanech minay will learn out the tanner and zroim from nevela. The nevela also had a pasuk to say that lochem, that it is the parasha of Yad. So Mar says, no. Mala nevela shekei metama odom. A nevela is metama nodom. It's an avatumah. Or metama b'maso v'tumah yoytze migufa. It's just not only if you touch the nevela do you become tumah, if you just carry it. A tumah s'maso it has. And also the tumah yoytze migufa, it's a chomadika tumah. Means the animal itself has its own tumah like a nevela. It doesn't have to receive from someplace else. So nevela is more chomar. I wouldn't know other places. Therefore, you need all three for its pashas. So then you don't even have one extra yad. So then how do you know to say a yad could even be lahachmas? So no, so true. Chad michod liyasi, one from one I can learn out. But taisi chod mit, never learn out one from two. So no, says, no, let's see, high taste, which one should learn out from? Lo lichta rachmona b'zeroyim, if you want a perishim to set it by zeroyim, that is a pasha of yad, the taste, and I'll learn out from the other ones. So it sounds like this. Ma lahanuch shekein mitam shloid hechsher. I tell you the other ones, it's mitam without a hechsher. You don't need a hechsher. Zakilin out Zroyim from these other two tumas. Like Zroyim is more cow. Food is only makabel tumor if it had hefsher if water went on it first. Zakilin out food from a tanner and from an avela. Tiyoma bizroyim shem etomam elav hechsher. First you have to have water, the hechsher, the kabel tumor. That's more cow. Samar afuna bered Rabbi Yeshua. Peiris, he says like this. Peiris lehuchshru. That's that you say food. Before it's hechsher, before water went over it. There's now makabel tumor. I tell you really, it's ketanish lenigma malach tadami. It's like a tana that didn't finish its work yet. It's like ketanish lenigma malach tadami. So they're both the same madrega. A tana also, before it's finished, before he made it into a kli, it's not makabel tumor either. So that's a peiris. Like need a hechsher, it's not called finished yet. It's not called the chumra of peiris or a kalis of peiris over a tana. Tana is the same halacha. So again, let's learn out peiris, food, from the other two. Samar says no. Elarada Porchoch, yes, this type of question. Ma lahana shekein metamoim shloi benigia. Those are metama without touching it. There's Thomas Masar on them. Here, one second. He says, les chumra, they're metama shloi, you don't have to touch them. By Shen Kain, food is only, you only come tom if you touch it. You have to touch the food. But by the time of the Karayim, it could be in the Avir. And by Nevela, it could be the Thomas Masar. You don't have to touch it. But by food, it's only mekabel tumah through negiyah. So if we can learn out food from a tana or from a nevela. Moses Yom of Zroim, Zroim is different. Shem metamoyim ela benegiyah. So Moses is like this, if so. Lo lichta rachmona betana, the Tereshant who wrote the Pasha, the tumah by tana, the yad by tana, the taste of mana. Let me learn out tana from nevela and from oichel. I guess no, malahanach, a tana and oichel. Shekein oichel, that they're both food. Food and food, the regular Zeroyim, and a nevela, both food, Mashenk and a tana, which is a kli, maybe kli doesn't have a pasha of yad, it's different. The Rosh is of Imam Mitzin, if he asks a question on anything. Yeah, yes, a pircha koldu. It's most like this. Okay, lo lich to rachmona ben nevela, so it's shun to the pasha of nevela then, there's a pasha of yad. Veteisim hanach. So, it's most like this. El yad in nevela, I'm running the pasuk of yad by nevela for. One second. So Yad and Nevela, what only the extra parasha of Yad by Nevela? Samar says, in Mainu Inyan, Liyad, Nevela, if you don't need it for the parasha of Yad by Nevela, to Nu Inyan, Liyad the Yam, learn it in for Stam, the whole parasha of Yad. So now we have our two psukim by Yad, so one teacher is Yad Lahachnis, Yad Loitzi. So we have our two psukim by Yod that teach us that both Yad could bring in the Tumah. If a Talmudic person touches the bone, he brings the tum into the meat. And Yad Loitzi, if the meat is Nevelom, and you touch the bone, you become Tamei. So we have the two psukim by Yodis. Now, Shemer, it's a Kal B'Chemer, it has those two. And the extra pasuk of Shemer teaches us, Shemer Letzarev, that a Shemer even is Mitzarev, makes up the Shir. Now the Mestilias, no, the Akati still may be Yad in Nevelis, but no, Yad Nevelis is not extra. Maybe I still need it. Why? Dila Kosov Rachmon of Nevela. Third one to wrote the Pasha of Yodis by Nevela. Have a minute, I would have thought to say, Dai, you love him in Adin, Lias Kanodin. Sure, I'll learn it out from the other two, but it can't be better. Well, what do we mean? What do you mean, Dai? I mean, it's enough. It can't be better from we learn it out from. I would have thought like this. Ma Hanach, Loim Matama Odom. Maybe just the other ones are not Matama Odom. Let's say like a Tanur. It could only become a Rishon Atuma. Or else, Oichel, it's only Rishon Atuma. So those two are not metam odom. Maybe af nevel also loy metam odom. Maybe the yad of nevel wouldn't be neged to tumas odom. So if we need a parasha by nevel to say no, nevel is an av tumah by itself, it could even be metam odom. So maybe I need the prosik of yad by nevel to tell us that's even metam odom. It's more stuff like this. Eli, you're right. Yad and nevel mitzvah sorach. It's like it's true. I need it. That's not extra. So, we don't have any extra posik by Yad, so how do we know Yad is even Lahachnis? It's more so like this. Even though the Yodas you need, but they're like this. V'shoymer de nevela hud lo tzorach. The Torah says there's a parasha of shoymer by a nevela. So, that I don't need. L'may hichos akas, what did they write it for? If it's the rufei, if you tell me now that nevela should be mitzarif, or matalem starf, you have a meaning now is to say no, by nevela, by shoymer is not mitzarif, you want to tell me now. Is so lohitzi to say that takes out tumah kal v'chaimim miyadosi comes to for sure. I learned out from a kamachemer from Yad that a shermer could be mighty. Elo, in men Indian the shermer the nevel, when the Torah says an extra parsh of shermer by nevel, the skin, if there's shermer by nevel, to no Indian li Yad nevel, make it as if it says it by the parsh of Yad. And if you mean in li Yad nevel, I don't need it for the parsh aloch of Yad nevel to say that it's loitzi tumma, because I have one posik already. Therefore, the extra pasuk light to new Indian liyad the alma, put it for some a parsha of yad, and therefore comes out now yad lahoitzi yad lahachnis. I have now two pasukim by yodos, one to say that the tumah comes out, and one to say I can put the tumah in, and v'shemer now litzaref, and have the pasuk the regular parsha of shemer that's mitzaref. That's how I know the all the dinim. More still, yes, no. V'yema, one can say like this. V'yema, say like this better. You said there's an extra yad by Nevela.